pack starting at only $59 per ticket and makes a great holiday gift. Choose a plan that's right for you, and you could catch the Billikens take on Atlantic 10 opponents, including VCU, UMass, and LaSalle. Visit slubillikens.com. It's Billiken time.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Hey crew, Carney here with an invite. We take the show out on the road to Bishop's Post in Chesterfield this Thursday from noon till 3. Stop in, warm up over the holiday season, and check out some classic comfort food. And when you come in, get a $100 gift card and get a free $20 gift card to boot. That's an extra $20. So we'll see you at Bishop's Post this Thursday for a live Carney show from noon to 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey. And the Big 550 KTRS. Beginning this Wednesday, the Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's two $250 gift cards from two of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next weekday morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register each day to win that day's prize during the 12 days of Christmas. From Metro Lighting, Walter Knoll Florist, Best Transportation, Pro-Am Golf, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Turn the volume up. Come on in here, Terry. I want Terry Clower to come in.
Terry.
Well, Pena is on the out. John is partners on him. There's no fun left on
FM.
You're going to get
edible panties.
I do not approve of that kind of humor.
Who is this?
Terry Clower. My name is Terry Clower.
Remember Dan?
I'm a second cousin to the late Jerry Clower. He was a comedian and former pastor of a southern church. Now, enough about me and enough about him. Let me get Frank.
Terry Clower was...
What?
We was introduced to us at the very beginning of the show, and Peon and I didn't really have a chance to have a conference.
Well, go on now and have your conference.
No.
No what? No to me? You don't want me on the show?
I don't know.
Hey!
Frank, get in here. They don't like me. They must not like Southerners. It's all yours, son. Right, thank you, Terry. Terry Clower. Apparently... not a favorite of Peon and Dan. That's okay. He's thick-skinned. He can take it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... Hey, it's December.
It is.
December 1st edition. Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. And I will tell you in a moment where the showroom is. I will give you the website. I'll give you everything you need to include them when you're looking to, well, trying to decide who's going to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom. I think I know what your decision will be. But first, round of introductions. At the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and they can create for you a specifically designed investment plan catering to your individual needs. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
And Strauss is in the house with his Trouser Mouse daughter, who's about to turn 18 years old this Saturday. Boy, oh boy, she now is, well, in every respect except being able to get a legal drink or go in a casino. She's an adult and make her own decisions and do as she pleases. Here's the father of Alyssa Strauss, Dan Strauss. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. And Alyssa is really pressing and pushing to go on our trip with us.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I think that would
be
great.
That would be fun.
We have to get her a passport.
And she will be of
legal. Well, I get it now.
She will be of legal drinking age down there, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, she will. Yes.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah,
yes. Mexico is.
Well, no wonder she wants to go.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, bring her along. We'd love to have her there. She'll probably be bored out of her mind with a bunch of... To her, anybody 40 or over is old. So, you know...
30 or
over. Our crowd is 30 to 85. But, hey... Yeah. It'd be fun. What the heck? It'll be warm there when it's cold here. So I say bring her on and make that part of her 18th birthday present. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He travels with us when we go down to the Caribbean because, you never know. Out of the country, it's good to have security. Bernice is in heaven. I don't know about Peon, but I think Dan will know what I'm talking about. When you're in school and there were girls that would come on to you and then they wouldn't follow through, they were called something teasers.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
There were two words. They were P teasers or D teasers, and Rat Boy is in a very bad mood. He got something going with this girl, and he found out she wasn't what she pretended to be. She claimed she pretended to have the same interest he has. It turns out she was cheese teasers.
Oh.
She acted like she was interested in cheese. And then when he tried to make the moves, no.
It's always the way.
Turned cold on him, yeah. It's always the way. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rat Boy, you need to get her one of those James Seymour necklaces.
Open your heart.
What's that?
When your heart is open. You've never seen this commercial with Jane Seymour, the open heart jewelry? Oh, my goodness,
it's
sickening, you know. When your heart is open, love can find its way in. I'll talk about that in a second, too. Welcome to the Playhouse. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home.
Mr. Price and his wife, Candy, will be on our trip. Oh, and let's see. We're only 5 weeks away.
Yeah. Are you really?
Just about the time. Yeah, it's January 11th. So, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like five, not quite 6 weeks.
Ew.
And I am hoping for bitter cold January. Actually, let's let the real cold come in January 11th, just as we take off.
That'd
be great. That would be. Sorry, everybody. But if you're truthful, that's what you want when you go. You know, to Mexico or somewhere like, you want it to be cold here. We don't want to get down there and see it 70 degrees. Out. You know, we don't want to see that. So, Tom Price and his wife Candy have been with us two or three times. This is the third or fourth trip with us. And I mention that because I want you to know that everyone who traveled with us, and many people, most of these people have been numerous times, they love Tom and Candy Price because they're just real people. You know how sometimes when you find out somebody has a business, you conjure up this image of what they might be like. You can't be around nicer, more regular people than the Prices. And that carries over into the way he does business. Now, I will tell you something. He is he's a perfectionist, and he can be very stubborn, meaning if you try to get him to put some crap in your house, he's not going to do it. He doesn't want his name on shoddy workmanship. He's just not going to be a part of that. You know, it's kind of like when I think it's Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus, or maybe both, when they do a signature golf course, and it's a Jack Nicklaus course or a Palmer course, you have to build that course
exactly to their specification. You can't mess with any little part of it. There's a great story of the big exclusive country club at Lake of the Ozarks, Portachima, and I think that's a Nicholas course. And the story I heard was that the owner, the course was almost completed, and they were filling the bunkers, and the Nicholas people found out that they didn't buy their sand, and they were going to pull the name and not allow them to call it a Nicholas course. In the contract, they went back and looked. You got to buy your sand from his quarry.
Oh,
and it
man,
was it was twice the price of other sand. I mean, these guys these guys are brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
He owns a quarry. They produce the sand. You have to buy that sand. Well, Tom Price isn't manufacturing sand or refrigerators, but if you want his people to do your kitchen and bathroom, let them do what they do, and don't do what I did. I actually, when we did our kitchen, tried to get him to put in a floor he didn't approve of, and he wouldn't do it. So I had to do that as a separate project, and in less than a year, it got ripped out because everything he said would happen to it happened. It went bad. It cracked. It split. And he never said the words, "I told you so." He didn't have to. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this for well over 30 years. Let them do what they do. You will never feel like you overpaid. What you will feel is like you got every dollar's worth out of that kitchen or that bathroom. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. You go there and you'll find the number and the directions to the showroom and DePere and everything. Now, I misspoke earlier today and I said that Peon's little son, Peon Jr., was born prematurely 2 weeks early. I found out that's not true.
Not true.
He has not been born yet.
He's still incubating.
I thought, sure, he had entered the world, but when I saw Peon's picture with him, and now I find out that because of advanced technology, they can take from an ultrasound and a couple of blood samples and use highly sophisticated equipment. They know exactly what the kid's going to look like. And if you go to our Facebook page, you will see a picture of Peon and Peon Jr. It's unbelievable what this technology can do. And, you know, when my kids were born, you know, if you're honest with yourself, you'll admit that you wonder what your kids are going to look like. Who wouldn't? That's a normal thing. I wonder what my kid's going to look like. I didn't have a way to know that. Now they do. And Peon has a photo. This is such incredible technology. So if you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, you will see what looks like him with his little son, Peon Jr. No, that's just technology showing us what he will look like the day he's born. And I got to tell you, Peon, if ever the term spitting image, if ever there was a kid looked just like his dad, boy, this boy looks just like you.
Yep.
It's truly incredible. And do you know where the spitting image, since I mentioned, you know where that came from?
No,
no.
It's a sperm reference.
What?
Yes.
No way.
No.
Really?
He's a spitting image.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I just read this last week. It's a spermatozoa or whatever. What's the real word for it? Is it spermatoza or spermatozoa?
Tozoa, I think.
Tozoa, yeah. So there you learn something again here. I'm telling you, I feel bad for people who don't listen to this show. There's so much they don't know. Speaking of these open heart necklaces, and I know, ladies, I know you've seen these commercials. I think it's Kay Jewelers and it's Jane Seymour. And of course, every year this time of year, here they come again. We get bombarded. Jane Seymour, the open heart necklace. It's when your heart is open, love finds its way. Oh, no. Here's my take on it. Ladies, if your man gives you a Jane Seymour open heart necklace, here would be my response to that. My response on opening would be, are you kidding me? You're giving me the exact same necklace that thousands of other women are wearing, some off the rack, just stamped out of a factory. Are you kidding? We're done. I'm breaking up with you. That would be my response. But the other thing I find interesting is, for all the money they spend every year promoting the Jane Seymour open heart necklace, and I'm telling you, it's significant. I've never seen this necklace on any woman. Dan, have you? The open
no.
heart? I've never seen it. It's like Amway. Nobody sees Amway products in anybody's house, and they still claim it's like the biggest merchandiser something in the world. But you never see it. It's a mystery. So that's how I feel about these necklaces. Now, check this story out. This is a true story, and when I heard this, I thought, sometimes stories sound so incredibly made up, they have to be, but this happened. I happened to meet, this is a husband and wife that I met, and a couple of years ago, they had a cleaning business together. She would clean the home, and he did little handyman-type work. It was a great little combo business they had, and this came up because of all this, you know, Ferguson rioting and some people kind of afraid who live in that area, home invasions and stores being torn up. And this guy says, I've got the story to beat all stories. He said, my wife and I worked for a doctor. This is not long ago, a couple of years ago, in a town called Indio, California. It's not a big town. And the doctor, who's a surgeon, had his home broken into. The doctor was home at the time, and he shot the guy. Now, the police came, and the ambulance came, and blah, blah, blah. And they take the guy to the emergency room. He gets a text to come get to the hospital quick for surgery. It's this guy. It's the guy he shot. He goes to the hospital, and they go, we got a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
And he goes in, he looks at him, he goes, I'm not operating on that guy. I just shot that guy. I shot him. So he wouldn't, because he said, think about it. He said, if I operate on him and he doesn't make it, they'll think I killed him.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't win there.
So they had to page another doctor real quick to come in. What are the chances of that? I guess in a small town, the chances are pretty good. I saw the dog. I didn't mean to see it. My wife watches it every year. That
Westminster.
Mr. Peterman.
American Kennel Club
and,
or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. If they had run video of last year's dog show, I would not have known.
No,
I know.
You couldn't tell any difference.
It's the same exact thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same dogs with the same hair and the same look and the same fat women in flat shoes. Trying to run with the dog. What is that all about that 90% of these women are 50 pounds overweight? What is that?
And you'd think that by walking around a lot that they would
it's like that's
thinner.
The first time they've ever moved. Look, who am I to talk? I'm fat, but I'm just telling you, there are two things I don't get, that they're almost all overweight, and every single woman apparently is told, dress like a 50s librarian, because that's how they all look, like a teacher or a librarian from the 1950s. So,
one of the funniest movies out there that makes fun of that is Best in Show.
Yes, with
Fred Willard's in it.
Yes.
And Christopher Guest and Eugene Levy.
I probably need to watch it again.
Oh, Eugene Levy has two left feet.
Long, long time. I saw a movie over the weekend. I strongly encourage you to see this movie. It's called The Theory of Everything. It is the life, the story of Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah. It's good?
Oh, my goodness. No, it's beyond good. And I got to tell you, I feel stupid that I didn't know more about Stephen Hawking. This is the story of a guy who's a physicist who, as a young guy, I guess he was in his 20s, gets ALS, is diagnosed with ALS. The average life expectancy for ALS, and this is something I know a little bit about, is 2 years. In fact, when Hawking was diagnosed, the doctor said, you probably got 2 years. He's now 72.
It's unbelievable.
Did they explain how in the movie how he was able to?
No, it's unexplainable. It's just one of those freak. There is no explanation for why he's still around at 72. He can't talk. He can't walk. He can't write. He can't use his arm. This man is the most amazing human being. And when you watch this movie, the first thing I said to my wife is, I don't think I can ever complain about anything again. And then, of course, 10 minutes later, I was complaining.
You were complaining.
I was complaining about something. But it's that kind of movie where you realize there are certain people who are just super people. They have a superhuman ability to cope And the man is a prolific writer, and he writes with an electronic, it's a computer. You just can't even believe it's possible to do what he does.
Doesn't it use his eye? Can't he move his eyes?
Yes, and the computer is not his real voice, but he lectures. He preloads the computer by doing this blinking for each letter at a time. And then when he rolls out on stage and they introduce him, he has already produced a vocal lecture. It's amazing. It's called The Theory of Everything. Please, if you get a chance, it's at the West Olive 16. I know it's there. Get a chance to go see it. What else? I got so much. We have a car that has 57,000 miles on it, and we're thinking of selling it. And it's original tires. So I took it into, I won't name them. I'd like to, but I won't. And I said, hey, would you look at these tires? They look great to me. And they do. They look, all the tread. And I remember they're Michelins. And I remember my dad had a car when I was younger, when Michelin first came out. And he got 80,000 miles out of them. Guy looked at this car and he says, oh, yeah, you're good for 80. You've got another 20 at least on this thing. How about that?
Wow.
57,000, and they look great. And I just mentioned that. Free commercial for Michelin. So there you go, 80,000-mile tires. Sons of Anarchy, last episode, December 9th. I mentioned that only because next to Breaking Bad, on a 1 to 10, Breaking Bad is a 10. Sons of Anarchy is a 9. I'm telling you, this Sons of Anarchy, another one of those things that if you, this winter, cold, dark, what do? Let's take on something. Take on, get the first series, and then start with Sons of Anarchy. If you like Breaking Bad, can't imagine you won't like this. And real quickly, with regard to Bill Cosby, I've been reading everything I can, and there's some things that I've read that I've told you before. I think he's guilty, and I think he's guilty for a couple of reasons. One, no legal action. He settled with one woman and paid her. He's never stood up and said, hey, enough of this. I didn't do this. I'm going to sue for defamation. He hasn't done any of that. But I read an article, and in it, it was kind of a defense of Bill Cosby, saying that Bill Cosby and his wife, Camille, of 50 years, have given millions to schools and hospitals. I got news for you. That has nothing to do with this. Al Capone gave millions to the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church, and he still killed people.
Exactly.
Really good predators, really good rapists, really good criminals are very smart, and they establish two personalities so that they have one camp that can step forward and say, oh my goodness, he's a wonderful, wonderful person, yet there's this other person in them that does this other stuff. So we'll see how this shakes out, but I think his silence is starting to really irritate a lot of people. Either say it didn't happen, or say it did, and here were the circumstances. And of course, if he says anything, I believe it will be that it didn't happen. And as far as this people asking, why didn't you say anything when it happened, that's right in line with all the young boys who get molested who don't say anything. I'll tell you why. Because they're scared to death. They're scared to death of being ridiculed, ostracized, called a liar, because when you go up against power, you feel powerless. And I do get women who don't report rape, and I get kids that don't report it. I really do get it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A little bit of delay there, ladies. And coming in, you okay? Yeah, a couple of them are hungover, it looks like.
Oh, boy.
I'll have a talk with them. Guy gets married and... relative newlywed, he and his new bride have only been married for about 6 months, and one night he's cleaning his golf shoes, and she's watching him, and then she says, you know, honey, I think it's time maybe you quit golfing. He said, what? She said, yeah, let's sell your golf clubs. You spend way too much time with your friends on the golf course playing golf, and I think we should sell your golf clubs. And he just stares at her with this horrified look on his face. She says, what's wrong? He said, you know, for just a minute there, you were sounding a lot like my ex-wife. She says, ex-wife, I didn't know you were married before. He says, I wasn't.
It's time to get a look at traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We've got an accident now. Mattis Road at Lemay Ferry. Still working with that incident on Baxter at Holloway as well. Lanes are shut down southbound on Baxter at Holloway. 64 westbound, heavy now between the Science Center and McCall's, and then again 270 out to Mason Road. 170 northbound, heavy between Natural Bridge and Airport Road. Southbound 170. Got a pocket at Ladue that's pretty heavy. Pretty good headed down towards 64, except for that left lane. That left lane is normally heavy headed towards 64 from about the Galleria Parkway. Southbound 270, heavy as well. In a pocket between Olive and Ladue. South of there, just off the pace, headed towards Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm John Hadley, reminding you to listen to Tiger Talk with Mike Kelly and Gary Pinkle during the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 this evening on the Big 550 KTRS.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at graniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Steve, you know how much I personally believe in what you do at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And let me throw the phone number out right away, 636-527-5121. But let's talk about this study that you and I were talking about off the air, which shows that you have to be with the right housing counselors, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. A lot of the people that we talk to have tried to do this on their own,
they've run into an enormous amount of failure, roughly 88% nationally. The other part of the people have tried to contact outside entities, and they're not having any success either. I think we're the only people in the United States who can get these things done, frankly.
It's easy. You pick up the phone, you make the call, you get a no-obligation appointment, and you talk to the best in the business. 636-527-5121. Or what's the website, Steve?
It is St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
That's right. He almost forgot it that time. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Hi, it's Randy here. Now that Black Friday crowds have settled down, it's a perfect time to visit Paramount Jewelers in historic downtown Maplewood. Come in, take your time, and choose the perfect jewelry piece for that special someone this holiday season. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones and offers interest-free financing for up to 2 years. Visit Paramount Jewelers in historic downtown Maplewood today or go online at ParamountJewelers.com. Paramount Jewelers, sparkling since 1946.
Take a look around your car. Is it clean and inviting like when it was new? Or is it slightly embarrassing? You no longer have an excuse to keep it that way. Let AutoFresh Professional Mobile Auto Detailing come to your home or office and make it look and smell like new again. Satisfaction guaranteed. Find them at AutoFreshSTL.com. They'll lavish your car with a complete interior detail or bring some holiday joy with a gift certificate. You spend so much time in your car, enjoy it. AutoFreshSTL.com. That's AutoFreshSTL.com.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at SellingSTLewis.com.
Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash at the Repertory Theater December 3rd through the 28th. And you can win a pair of tickets on McGraw in the Morning.
How?
Well, not now, but when you hear...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
That'll be your cue to text the REP to 84126 or register online at KTRS.com. And it could be you and a friend in premium seats at the Repertory Theater to see Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash from the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home.
All right, let's go Southern California. Well, is he back? Is he in Southern California?
Yes, he is.
Back from Dallas, down in Southern California. Time to check in with Mike Evans. Get a little Hollywood news, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Let me tell you, it's true all year, but especially now. Make reservations. You'll have to make reservations. What's that?
I don't know.
He's saying all right.
All right,
Dan.
Hey, what does he always say? You're ruining my report. You're ruining my commercial.
Oh, talk about Annie Gunn's. I love him. I love him.
You're ruining my commercial. Annie Gunn's restaurant. You will need reservations. Here's the other thing. Do not forget. Gift certificates from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. These will probably be the most appreciated gift certificates anybody ever receives. And they sell a boatload of them. And I'm talking a big boat, not a little fishing boat. Big boatload of them every year. Annie Gunn's restaurant, Smokehouse Market, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mr. Mike Evans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Fine.
What do we
Mike, you might be getting Annie Gunn's gift certificate for a little Christmas present.
Now, stop it.
Oh.
Don't tease me.
Okay, now.
Hey, I thought about you the other day, not in a sexual way, but I cracked open, and I never open a bottle of wine, ever, but somebody came by, and, you know, it's just customary. Huh? Do you like some wine? And they said, yeah, Rombauer. I'm telling you, still, Rombauer to this day, if anybody is like me and doesn't really care about wine and you want a bottle to serve people that pretty much everybody will like because it's not real dry and it's not real sweet like an after-dinner, you know, dessert wine, Rombauer Zinfandel. There you go.
I'm the Rombauer now, but I don't know.
Wineries owe me money for that. What's going on, Homer?
Pop quiz question. What is Dakota Fanning's passion? Rock climbing, puzzle making, roller blading, or knitting? There's trouble in paradise. While the entire Kardashian clan were celebrating Thanksgiving at their Los Angeles compound, Kanye West was getting drunk with his buddies in Paris, France. You remember when they got married, Kanye went on and on and on, stressing how important family traditions are.
Well, he sure did.
I guess his tradition is getting drunk with his friends.
Well, he didn't say they're important forever, just right then.
That's true. Rumor, the Kardashians considering a huge television event that keeps with their talent strength and perfect for their brand.
Yes.
They're talking about a special, the Kardashians Colonoscopy Christmas Special.
Oh, man, I hope that happens.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
It is.
I think that is just perfect. It's right up their butt.
You know what? A colonoscopy on that Kim would take a while.
Oh, it would take about 20 feet of tubage, too. Bill Cosby, another woman came forward from Las Vegas. Yes, she said she was 18 years old, was just getting out of high school, working at Caesar's Palace, working on teaching tennis, tourists playing tennis at Caesar's Palace. Bill Cosby started taking lessons, invited her out to dinner, then to his room. I think we know what goes on from there.
I think so.
I can't believe. Why are they being so mean to poor Bill Cosby?
I don't know.
New York Post headline regarding the new Star Wars trailer. Headline screamed, "Let there be light." Sabers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See what they did there?
That's clever.
Yeah. Kiss. Gene Simmons requested to be a part of the Thanksgiving Day parade. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He had a promise, no sexual gestures, no tongue, keep it clean. But every time they flash to him, there comes that tongue. Blah. I don't get it. I never have understood those guys.
Well, first of all, what do you expect? Do you think because you say to Gene, now, Gene, don't stick your tongue out. Okay. that he's not going to do it? What are you, stupid? I never did get it either. And if you're going to be in a band, why? I know it worked for them, but can you imagine when they go, oh, now here we got to put this stuff on again. It's got to take 4 hours to put that stuff
on. I don't get it. You a lot of people don't know that you do something similar like that to makeup every time you go on radio. No, I'm joking, of course. No. I did work for a program director. Stop me if I told you the story. Where
stop.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, you know what? That's not funny.
I'm just kidding.
You're ruining his report.
I'm sorry,
no,
Mike.
You're ruining
I'm sorry.
His report. Go ahead, Mike. I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. So I was doing mornings in San Diego, and this guy, he's dead now, Sherman Cohen. Nice enough guy, but just a bad programmer and didn't understand radio. He says he did middays, and I'm doing the morning show, and he goes, well, Cohen, you know, on the crossover, he goes, oh, Week from Friday, tell your friends it's going to be Naked Friday. Naked Friday, everybody has to be naked that listens to the show, and I'm doing the show naked too.
Yeah, that's clever.
They promoted it for I don't know. I don't think anything of it. But when it came to that date, I was clearing out, getting ready to leave on that Friday morning. I look over at him; he's standing there completely naked.
Oh man!
Oh, he wasn't joking.
And I go, dude, this is radio. I never got the bit that you were going to be naked anyway, but you're actually naked. Well, I believe in being truthful to my listeners.
Mike,
I'm naked.
I
am. It's like, oh.
I don't know, Mike, if you realize it or not, but you said something a while ago that didn't make any sense. You said a guy who programmed a station who didn't know anything about radio.
that's
impossible.
We've yet to experience that.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Excuse me. I must have lost my head.
Yeah, you must have.
Dayton history. December 1st, 1955, important historical event took place. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Selma, Alabama. And by the way, a great movie coming out called Selma, based on that event, starring Cuba Gooding Jr., Common, Martin Sheen, and Oprah. Opens Christmas Day. I understand it's going to get Oscar consideration. I have an item here about Cyber Monday, but I remember in years past, only you mentioned this on Cyber Monday, you said it sounds like a commercial for these people, although I've never met them, don't know them. So I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. It's the razor blade people.
It's the razor guys. I think he's just doing our listeners a service, but you don't want to do them a service? That's okay.
No, we don't care about them.
Okay, fine. And finally.
Oh, boy.
I hate it when it comes to an end, Franco. How's the weather in St. Louis?
Cold.
Yucky.
Had some sleet last night.
Hey, I have just enough time to share this with you because this was in People magazine. You'll
Hi,
like it.
Hi, Dan.
Regarding Cosby, Tamara Green, an attorney, California attorney, said in 1970 Cosby gave her pills, assaulted her. So she files a she goes sue the guy, take him to court. Prosecuting attorney Bruce Castor Jr. wouldn't bring charges because he just didn't have enough evidence. Interesting now though, they've interviewed Castor. And here's the quote from him now. I think he did it. This is the prosecuting attorney who had all the stuff, but not enough to prosecute him. And now, based on what he's seen, he says, guilty, Bill Cosby.
Unbelievable.
I just thought that was very interesting. And finally.
Yeah. What is Dakota Fanning's passion? Rock climbing, puzzle making, rollerblading, or knitting?
Oh, I'll say rollerblading.
Knitting.
I think we're supposed to say knitting, so give me the first two.
Rock climbing and what was the other
Rock one? Climbing, puzzle making.
Puzzle making. Puzzle making.
The answer is knitting. Have a great day. I'm Mike Evans, Hollywood Sam.
See what he did? That that one that we're supposed to.
That was it this time.
That
this
was
time
Peon
it was it.
It.
Way to go, Peon. Boy, Peon Jr., I bet he's proud of his daddy.
Oh, man, he is.
He's smiling.
Oh, yeah. And again, facebook.com/AM and the PM. This is one of the funniest things you've seen. You will burst out laughing when you see this advanced technology photo of Peon and Peon Jr. Enjoy it, and thanks to Peon for putting it up there. The Good Feet stores are all, well, they're not all over the, well, they're all over the country. But in the St. Louis area, there are three, and I'll tell you where they are. Olive Boulevard, west of 270, across from Friday's. South County on Union Road, across from Macy's. Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. Now listen to me. A lot of people are going to be doing a lot of walking this season. Not me. I don't do a lot of walking anytime, and I'm not a crowded mall type person, but there will be lots of outlet mall, shopping mall, run into different stores, a lot of pounding away on you. And if you're in pain and you're willing to believe that it's very possible that that pain could be coming from your feet, whether the pain's in your feet or not, if you'll just go along with that because it's a fact, get yourself into a Good Feet store. Wouldn't it be fantastic in 30 or 40 minutes if that neck pain or knee pain or back pain or foot pain, of course, is eliminated with a simple insert, arch support. Wouldn't that be great? Well, it has been great for thousands of people, and I'm sure some of them went in there skeptical. I went in with plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go in. I have not had a bout of it in, what, 3-4 years now since I went in there, and it is very, very painful. I'm not complaining. Lots of people get it. And there are a lot of people who have other pain other places with a slight alteration in the way they stand and walk. Pain's gone, thanks to the Good Feet stores. I told you where the three locations are. Now all you need is the website, goodfeetstlouis.com.
Meep, meep.
And let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, delays remain, Dan. 64 westbound headed out of the City Kings Highway to Bellevue. Then again, 270 out to Maryville Center Drive. 270 southbound, heavy between Olive and then Ladue. You're off the pace now between Clayton Road and Manchester Road. 170 northbound remains heavy between 70 and Frost Avenue. We have cleared out headed towards downtown St. Louis, though. Northbound 55 to the Poplar, as well as eastbound 64 headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge in the Metro East. This update brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power today and let the excitement begin. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jerry the Jeweler.
For all that glitters, shimmers, glistens, and shines this Christmas, visit me at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Our Christmas hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 3, and Christmas Eve, 10 to 3. We are always closed on Sundays.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Beginning this Wednesday, the Big 550 is celebrating the 12 days of Christmas our way by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for that day's two $250 gift cards from two of our sponsors, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next weekday morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register each day to win that day's prize during the 12 days of Christmas. From Metro Lighting, Walter Noel Florist, Best Transportation, Pro-Am Golf, and the Big 550 KTRS. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A man is murdered in the street and anger and sadness follow. Tonight, how a close-knit immigrant community is responding. A pregame protest, the biggest headline from the Rams' big win, took place before the players took the field. Plus, the morning commute gets put on ice. How the drive home should be a lot smoother.
First on Fox, shock and anger on the streets of South St. Louis.
A Bosnian immigrant beaten and killed in a deadly hammer attack. Three teens are in custody and police are still searching for a fourth. Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live in the Bevo neighborhood of South St. Louis, where he spoke with a member of the victim's family who says she witnessed the attack. Paul?
Tom, we're at Gravois and Itasca, where that brutal attack.